Hey everybody, what's up? I hope everybody's doing well and enjoying your week. I'm so happy that it's spring, so I look forward to the blooming plants and trees. But anyway, welcome back. Today we're going to get into something personal and real. It's bipolar disorder, and it's not just what it is, but what it really feels like to live with it. Now, this isn't just some textbook explanation. I'm going to share some of my own experiences with you, my struggles, and how I manage life with bipolar disorder. Because, let's be honest, it's really a rough ride. But it's one that can be managed with the right support and tools. So, whether you have bipolar, love someone who does, or just wants to understand mental health better, this will be for you. Now, with my journey with bipolar disorder has been a rough one. For the longest time, I didn't even realize I had bipolar disorder. I thought I was just intense, super motivated one moment, and then completely drained the next. I'd go through these phases where I felt unstoppable, starting projects, barely sleeping, my mind racing with all kinds of ideas. And then out of nowhere, I've hit like this wall of exhaustion and depression so heavy that I couldn't even function, get out of bed at all. And it wasn't until I started learning about bipolar disorder that everything finally clicked. What I thought was just my personality was actually a pattern. One that was affecting my relationships, my health, and pretty much my overall stability. Now, some challenges that I faced, I felt I was being misunderstood. People assume bipolar is just mood swings, or that I can snap out of it, but it wasn't that simple. It took a lot of trial and error with medication and therapy before I found out what works for me. Now, what we would call the double-edged sword of mania. Sometimes mania feels great, like I'm my most creative and productive self, but it's risky, and it leads to impulsive decisions, overspending, and eventual burnout. And when I say overspending, guys, I was buying all kinds of crap for no reason at all, then never even opened boxes, never even used it. It was just crazy, and I didn't understand why I was being so impulsive and making the wrong decisions. You know, this one time stands out where I went into a mall and I was like, oh, I want some sunglasses. You know, I went by Sunglass Hut and I'm like, oh, I want some sunglasses. And then I go in and I'm looking and I go, oh, I'll just look. Well, I ended up buying these $300 Coach glasses. And then I had to have two pairs that slightly only looked different. So I had two pairs that basically looked the same. And I just felt like, you know, I needed both of them. And then I thought about it later. I was like, that was a stupid move. And I did a lot of crazy stuff. And I didn't understand what it was. But I am learning. I have learned and I'm learning. And I think I'm going to be learning for the rest of my life. And I always had this fear of the crash after I figured out what it was. I was wondering, when's the next low gonna come? And I really feared those a lot. Now, what's helped me, I can honestly say, has been therapy. It's been life-changing. The medication, the recognizing my own triggers and patterns, It really helped me manage my mood swings before they got out of control. And then connecting with others who basically get it has made me feel way less alone. And I'm starting to accept that bipolar is part of me. It doesn't define me, but yeah, it is part of me. Now, if, you know, any of this sounds familiar to you, you know, you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. Bipolar disorder isn't a flaw. It's just a part of how your brain works. And there's help out there. Now, what is bipolar disorder? It is a mental health condition that causes extreme mood shifts between mania, which is high energy, impulsivity, feeling invincible, and depression. Low energy, hopelessness, struggling to function. And then there's three types of bipolar disorder. We have the full-blown mania that's lasting at least a week, usually followed by deep depression. And then we have a milder form of mania, which is combined with longer depressive episodes. And then there's a milder but persistent mood swings that don't meet full criteria for bipolar 1 and 2. And now what causes it is brain chemistry, which are imbalances in the neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. And then we have genetics. If a close family member has bipolar, you're more likely to develop it. And then we have the environmental triggers, stress, trauma, lifestyle habits. They can trigger episodes. Now, mania, it feels like you're on top of the world, even when you shouldn't be. Talking fast, thinking faster, taking on way too much at once. Spending money recklessly, making impulsive decisions, feeling unstoppable until it spirals out of control. And then we have the depression. We all know what that feels like. Zero motivation. Even basic tasks feel overwhelming. Feeling numb, like nothing matters. Isolation, even from people who care. And then the guilt for feeling this way, even when you know it's not your fault. Ever felt like your brain was working against you? Like, no matter what you do, you can't find balance? That's what bipolar disorder feels like sometimes. Now, here's some things that have helped me that you can try. Tracking my moods. There are apps like eMoods, which helps me notice patterns before things get out of control. Really good app. I mean, you can even just check it out, see if you like it. If you don't like it, you know, you can always uninstall it. And then there's medication and therapy. It took time, but finding the right combination was worth it. And then setting boundaries. Learning to say no, even when I feel like I can take on the world. Walk away from the sunglass hut. Then prioritizing sleep. Lack of sleep is a huge trigger for me. And then there's building a support system. Friends, family, people who get it make all the difference. Now, breaking the stigma, we're going to say here, is bipolar disorder doesn't mean you're unstable or dangerous. People with bipolar can lead happy, successful lives with the right support. And it's okay to talk about it. The more we talk, the more we break the stigma. Now, if you or someone you love has bipolar disorder, I encourage you to keep learning, keep talking, and keep reaching out for support. You deserve understanding and care. Now, bipolar is a part of my story, but it's not the whole story. Some days are harder than others, but I'm learning to grow and find ways to manage it. If you're struggling, please know you're not alone. There's help, there's hope, and you will get through this. If this episode has helped you in any way, share it with someone who might need to hear it. And as always, take care of yourself. You matter. I will drop resources and references into the description box. So if you need any more of that information or want to reach out to any of those phone numbers. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful week and enjoy your weekend. Take care, all. Till next time. Bye-bye.